WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 1990, Roseanne Cash released Interiors, an album largely about the breakup of her marriage to country music singer and producer Rodney Crowell. Interiors was hailed as an artistic breakthrough, but it wasn't a commercial one. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Cash's new collection, The Wheel, is as good as Interiors and deserves a wider audience.
In the middle of my life, when my fate was sealed and tied, heavens rained down fire, the earth and moon conspired to open up my eyes, make me face my lies.
I can't think of anyone's unhappiness I enjoy more than Roseanne Cash's. She makes melancholy, guilt, and despair seem like exquisite pleasures, the morose feelings from which lovely music is made. On the song I just played, Change Partners, Cash reaches the second verse and murmurs, "I crawl through an abyss, I struggle and resist," and the tear in her voice might make you shiver. Set to a jangly, Beatlesque melody, Change Partners says that infidelity is inevitable. And even if you don't believe that, and I assure my wife I don't, Roseanne Cash has created a song whose music is so right, so inevitable itself, that it's impossible not to go along with her perfect pessimism, which pervades every song.
I'm staying in your house, I'm sleeping in your bed, I'm walking through your dreams, I'm dancing through your head, I'm calling from the streets, I'm crying like the wind, 'cause you are there.
If you break down the elements that comprise this new album, The Wheel probably shouldn't be as good as it is. In the hands of most other musicians, the extravagant agony of broken romance can be insufferable. In fact, Cash is trafficking in the sort of damp self-pity that I can't abide in mopey, idolized performers ranging from Sting to Morrissey. And then there's the imagery that Cash uses to make her points. It's the blatant stuff of Jungian therapy, portentous references to primal shapes and phenomena. Fire, water, air, earth, the moon invoked as a symbol of feminine wisdom and fate. The album is named for that profound banality, The Wheel, as representing the cycle of life.
How long was I asleep? When did we plan to meet? Have you been waiting long for me? When did the sky turn black? I'll pick it all up piece by piece, and the wheel goes round and round, and the flame in our souls, it will never burn out, and the wheel goes.
Roseanne Cash believes in all this stuff so deeply that she invests her exhausted cymbals with a gleaming vividness. Like all first-rate pop artists, she takes familiar, even cliched materials and creates variations that make everything seem new. I'm sorry that Roseanne Cash seems so unhappy so much of the time, but I'm also sure that she understands why it makes her listeners feel so good.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.